Pine Hill's managing partner, Tony Green, addressed the select board.
The first part of Article 22 changes the definition of contiguity. Land can be added to OSMID if it is contiguous to other land, even if it is divided by a town road like Clark Road or a big road like Route 3.
Selectman Betty Cavaco voted no.
Contiguous land that has a roadway in between is no longer contiguous.
And Green says Article 22 also requests that
town-owned open space be considered the same as those kinds of things for the definition of contiguous.
This would make the 104 acres that Pine Hills owns eligible to become part of OSMUD, the Pine Hills Development Plan.
We could then give that land to the town for nothing. Acceptance of that 104 acres into OSMUD would allow 104 permits to be built.
Selectman Cavaco.
So the 104 buildable permits that the Pine Hills want and the 104 acres that we, the town, would accept, there's no equality there. Their buildable lots would probably venture somewhere of $20 million in revenue, and for the town, it's worth less than $1 million.
Selectman Chair Ken Tavares is concerned about added density and the effect on the already narrow roadways, and also says,
I think we need to listen a lot more and have a greater discussion on that density. In fairness to the residents, in fairness to the town, I think it'd be better to not take action on this article and to have some further discussions with the residents and the town of Plymouth.
With Selectman Joyce, Flaherty, and Quintal in favor, the article advances to town meeting. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.